Detroit's former mayor is going to be spending 5 years in prison. Kwame Kilpatrick was sentenced for violating the terms of his probation. Kilpatrick only paid the city a portion of what he owed them, and then he failed to report all of his assets during numerous court hearings. Yesterday, Judge David Groner told Kilpatrick he has run out of chances.
Most substantial, most compelling is that you lie to this court. Continue to lie after pleading guilty to lying in court. Obviously, there has been no rehabilitation. You have not changed. So continuing on probation is not an option.
Joining us now, Noah Ovshinsky, reporter for Takeaway member station WDET in Detroit. Noah was in the courtroom yesterday. Noah, what is the judge referring to when he says that Kilpatrick has lied repeatedly?
Well, Judge David Groner has held several hearings in the last few months to determine essentially Kwame Kilpatrick's ability to pay his $1 million restitution. Kwame Kilpatrick, not long after he got out of jail after his original criminal case, he essentially, in court documents and on the stand, pleaded poverty, saying he could basically only afford to pay back the city about $6 a month. While at the same time, prosecutors presented evidence that he not only lived a lavish lifestyle, but that he also hid assets, substantial assets, in bank accounts controlled by his wife, and also failed to declare loans from Detroit-area businessmen totaling more than $240,000.
Okay. Kilpatrick, during the sentencing, asked the judge for mercy. Here he is.
I'm asking not to be considered to be the caricature or the character or the thing Kwame Kilpatrick, but the human being. That's a father and a husband. That's a member of the community. And that's doing everything I possibly can to pay this debt.
How did the judge respond to that?
Not well. The judge's response was to essentially throw the book at the former mayor. He sentenced Kilpatrick to a maximum of 5 years in prison, which is, you know, well beyond what the corrections department actually asked for. As that first soundbite indicated, the judge basically said that had Kilpatrick's conduct in the restitution hearings, it was similar to the behavior that actually got him in the trouble in the first place, and which was essentially his inability to tell the truth on the stand. So as the judge indicated, Kilpatrick's learned nothing through a short jail sentence as well as throughout his probation.
Noah, will Kilpatrick actually spend several years behind bars?
Probably not. He's going to probably serve a minimum of 18 months, but he'll be on parole after that. And from the people that I've talked to, they think he'll probably be released after that 18 months or soon after.
Noah Ovshinsky, reporter for Takeaway member station WDET in Detroit.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.